Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're going to start with the election tomorrow. Millions of New Yorkers have already voted early. We're looking at some of those numbers and some of the congressional seats as well as the legislative seats, and that includes the New York State Senate, which for the Democrats could see a supermajority.
Yeah, that's right. A whole lot is at stake tomorrow when voters, the rest of the voters who haven't gone already, go to the polls. Some of the numbers we're seeing in early voting in New York, at least 2.5 million people have gone, which is a ballpark of about 1 in 5 eligible voters. It's going to be interesting. I think turnout's expected to be good as well on Election Day, and the line's probably a lot easier because there's now thousands and thousands of election sites as opposed to a handful in each county. So maybe if you waited till Tuesday, it'll be easier than the folks who went early. But it's been a big success in that sense. And yes, you're right. In New York, a lot is at stake. We've got congressional seats up in the air. In the North Country, in Syracuse, there's a lot of big seats that are being fought over. And then state legislatively, we've got all 213 seats, 63 in the Senate and 150 in the Assembly. And yes, the question is, can the Republicans get some gains back from 2018? If so, they would try to pull some upsets on a handful of freshman senators on Long Island, also trying to win one in Westchester County with former gubernatorial nominee Rob Astorino, and also looking at a seat in the Catskills-Hudson Valley. But meanwhile, the Democrats are, like you said, trying to get a supermajority. They would need to pick up a net of 2 seats, and they have their eyes set on what they think are real possibilities in Buffalo, 2 in Rochester, 1 perhaps in Syracuse, and at least 1 in the Capital Region. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Meanwhile, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and the numbers are growing, and there are new travel restrictions.
As winter is approaching, the numbers are going upward around the nation. New York is kind of holding steady right now, but trying to keep that in line, the new travel advisory is rather than just have a travel advisory to certain states, which had grown to over 40, the Cuomo administration has given that up. And now they're trying to impose an idea that if you do travel out of state, especially for Thanksgiving, you're supposed to test negative for the virus 3 days before arriving in New York and then 3 days after entering. But the tricky thing here is, although Governor Cuomo has the power to make this issue this sort of rule, all of the responsibility for enforcement is going to be up to local county health departments and airports.
He is Yancey Roy. Joins us on Mondays, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.